Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Work Insanity, where we talk about our work lives and give you some insights that hopefully help you in yours. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been running my own podcasting business and writing novels for 10 years.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been doing production and podcasts for more than 10 years.
And today we're going to talk about things that make your life easier. I mean, your work life, but maybe even the rest of your life. Would you call them life hacks, Patrick?
They're possibly in the realm of life hacks, I would say. And I wonder why, maybe, you know, this should have been our first episode. Make people's life easier. Why did we wait until the end of season three to just talk about good things?
We buried the lead. Oh, no. Yes. Then finally, the secrets that will make all of this. We're going to solve it all from scheduling to procrastination.
So there's, I mean, it's little things, but I think that really actually help for improving your life significantly. And there are a lot of those things that you think that you don't necessarily think about, or that you don't that you think might be a little bit of a hassle. And they're not big steps, but once you implement them, they definitely make you, I don't know if I want to say happier, but make your life easier. And the first one is something that I know many people are going to say, no, I can't do that. Like, that's crazy. It's about clothing. I know I talked to you about it, Tom, a couple of times. I don't know if I mentioned it on the show, but you know what I'm going to be talking about, right?
This is the Steve Jobs thing?
It is. Yes, absolutely. Our great philosopher, Steve Jobs, once mentioned that you only have a number of decisions that you're wired to make during the day. Each one of them takes energy. And so when you wake up, you don't want to waste energy having to decide what to wear. And I don't know how much truth there is to the fact that you only have so much energy to make decisions during the day, sure. But it certainly takes a little bit of, bothersomeness out of my mornings, not having to choose what to wear. And the way you achieve that is simply by having, seven or eight or 10, no clothes. Yes. You work from home. You don't need clothes anyway, right? Just have a t-shirt you put on when you're on a Zoom call. That's all you need. but just have seven or eight of each basic clothing item in your drawer and the exact same item. So you have seven t-shirts, seven boxers, or, and seven pairs of socks, and actually a couple of trousers that are also the same. And that's it. That's what you wear. And I think the initial reaction of people is often, oh, but that's no fun. And that's no, like, how do you express yourself through? You don't have to express yourself through your clothes. You can, and I'm sure many people do and would want to keep doing it. But if you think, I've kind of been doing it because that's what I've been doing since I was born, and that's how I've been conditioned, actually not having to choose these things is kind of a relief. It was for me. And it's not like I don't express myself in other ways. I certainly, say, and I certainly express myself. But there, that
you have
was
a history of wearing lovely scarves.
Indeed, indeed. And even those I might, those have a little bit of variety. But yeah, that was, I don't think you've ever tried it yourself.
Well, I do something that's halfway there. So, famously, Steve Jobs just wore the black turtleneck, right? And no one really noticed for a long time, I think. And then when they did, he explained, this saves me time, saves me energy, like you were saying. So I realized that I probably wasn't going to go all the way down that route. And we should say right up front, if you're somebody who says, no, man, that's fun for me. Like, you're taking fun out of my day if I don't get to pick my outfit. I enjoy it.
Then you should do it anyway because we tell you to.
Yeah. yes. Then stop having so much fun. That's a different situation. I think it's for people where you're like, man, I don't like having to pick what I wear. You might want to go this route. What I do is I have 10 short sleeve, 10 long sleeve, and I rotate them. So if I'm in the mood that day, like I want to pick, you know, I'm in the mood to wear some green or whatever, I can, because I have different items. But if I don't want to think about it, I just pick the one that's at the front. And then when I wash my clothes, I put the ones I washed at the back. And so I have a rotation system that keeps me from having to think if I don't want to.
So you Marie Kondo'd your t-shirts?
I brought a little Kondo into the jobs and yeah. Mm-hmm. And a little That's bit nice. Of radio record rotation.
So there's another element to this, which is somewhat similar about food. I kind of do the same thing with lunch food, which isn't that I just eat the same thing every day.
You have 7 slices of ham, 14 slices of bread.
But I do have like 3 different meals that I know I can make quickly that I always have stock for in my fridge. And I really enjoy. It's not food and it's simple stuff. It's like specific kind of sandwich, specific kind of salad, specific kind of whatever, and some pre-made thing that you can reheat in the microwave. And I kind of rotate them that like you do your t-shirts, and depending on how my day is full and how much time I have to eat, I choose one or the other. But it's kind of that set thing, which I think is a little bit more common than clothing. But I thought I'd mention it because it's kind of the cousin of Steve Jobs' clothing policy.
Right. Well, I do a similar thing. And before Eileen was working from home, I would kind of eat the same thing every day for lunch, which I don't think is that unusual, like you say. So I would make some rice, get some sardines, a little kimchi. That was my lunch. Eileen was like, I can't eat the same thing every day. So I've had to create a rotation where I bring in some salads, and that way I can do different salads. So it's not always the same salad every day. And I kind of alternate. And I do the rice and fish on some days and the salad on others. And I'm the one who makes the lunch for both of us. So I'm picking the menu there. But, you know, the tiniest bit more complicated than what I was doing before. But it's still, like you say, a rotation where I don't have to think that much about it.
Yeah. So think about how you can improve that and remove some of the friction from your lunch food as well. Another one is having a water bottle available, by your desk and a closed, water bottle you fill in the morning. And not only is it important to hydrate, of course, I'm sure everyone knows that. I feel like it kind of staves off a little bit of the need or the desire for snacking. Like if you feel you're getting the need, of course, you should eat full meals at mealtime. But if you feel in the middle of it, you feel like you want a snack, drink a little bit of water instead and see if that works.
Yeah. So that's if you're snacking too much or if you think you're snacking too much. Yeah. Right. I actually just keep a glass of water. I should probably keep a bottle because that would keep me from spilling. But I don't spill it.
Yeah, I actually have a glass as well and a little fridge in the office. So, but it's a long way to the kitchen on the first floor.
Yeah. See, I use that going to get more water because I have a pint glass of water, and I use when it runs out, I use that as an enforced break. Like, oh, I'll take a break now.
Oh, that's clever. Carrots as well, if you feel like you're snacking too much. On carrots. Mm-hmm. That's really good. I have another couple, which are more recommendations. I know everyone likes or knows about meditation and yoga. And I've tried a few apps that help you do both. On the meditation side, I found that I like the app Calm. And of course, this is not sponsored in any way. But I like Calm, but recently it seems they have locked a lot of what they offer behind the payment plan. The
paywall
plan that you have to pay for. Yeah, the paywall. Which it's very restrictive. So you really only have like one day's worth of meditation that you can try. So I went back to Headspace, and they have a 7-day free plan that you can just do over and over again. I don't know how much benefit there is to the advanced techniques of meditation for someone who just wants an excuse to kind of calm down and look within themselves for a little bit. So I would recommend Headspace for trying it out, because you do have a full week worth of lessons, and that really helps. I don't always do it, but when I feel I'm getting a little bit overwhelmed, I do a little bit of meditation, maybe even just at the end of the day, you know, before going to bed or when you wake up. I for me at least, it really works. So that's one thing. The other one is for yoga. We might have mentioned it, but Down Dog is an incredible yoga app. It is, for this one, you're probably going to have to pay, but my experience is that Down Dog is absolutely worth the price. And it's super, it's like, it's a little bit of exercise, a little bit of restfulness. Just give it a try if you feel you're not getting enough exercise, and it will improve your well-being, I feel, or it did for me after a little while. So Headspace on the meditation front and Down Dog on the yoga front.
Yeah, there's been studies show that taking these kinds of meditation and yoga breaks, and honestly, the yoga is a form of a meditation break in a way, improves your productivity. And a lot of wearables will have prompts, like the Apple Watch has a Breathe app that will, you know, kind of just prompt you to take a moment and meditate. Apple Fitness Plus has yoga in it. If you're already subscribing to like Apple One for the TV and games and stuff.
It's not available for us in Europe. Darn.
It's coming, though. So someday.
Yeah.
Someday. You know, so you may look around and see if there's stuff already available on your Fitbit or something like that. These are great recommendations, and it's the kind of thing that's been shown to really have an effect. It's not just imaginary. It's not just Patrick.
And I will mention, both of those are really just about 10 minutes. You know, it's not like you have to do a 30-minute break. And it's surprising and frustrating how difficult it is to find 10 minutes in your day to do either of those.
Yeah.
But if you do, you'll find benefits, and it's not impossible to do it.
Well, that's it for Work in Sanity. We hope we helped you bring a little sanity to your work life.
You can send us questions at contact@workinsanity.net. I'm Patrick Beja. You can catch up with me at notpatrick.com.
And I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at tommerritt.com. Find both of us at workinsanity.net. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
That's it for this season, but we'll be back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.